Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, hour number two. Good morning if you're just tuning in. We have had a great morning, loads of answers, loads of questions coming in, great conversation with Zach Buchanan. Now we have the distinct pleasure of having Danny Linderman in.
Good morning.
Danny's got a very unique experience in the gardening world, kind of done it all a little bit, right? I mean, you've planted loads of plants, you know, carried lots of bags.
Yes.
Lots of cool stuff. So we're happy to have you here answering questions. So, you know, Danny Linderman is the guy over in Enchanted Forest down there, Richmond, by Greatwood.
Yes, sir.
Just off 281.
What? 27?
So, I knew there was. 59? I know. 2759. That was it. I knew it started with a two.
Good job.
So it was a setup to have you say 2759. Really charming spot, beautiful space, and a really cool area. So glad you're here, man.
Thank you.
You ready to answer some gardening questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I enjoy your show. I just have a couple of quick questions. I'm on my way to get some of the, what is it called, the leaf compost, leaf mulch compost?
Leaf mold, yes, sir.
Yes. And my question is, when I put it down, do you water it in or do you just, well, one, is it too hot to put it down is my first question. And then my second couple with that is, once I put it down, do I water it in with something or do I just let it do what it does?
Are you top dressing the lawn or what are you up to?
Yes, yes. I have several brown spots in the lawn and I figured it was a good time to put down some of the top dressing, and I just didn't know, with it being so hot after I put it down, do I just let the sprinkler run for a while or do I water it in with something else like, you know, the molasses, or what do I do at that point?
You can either way. I mean, I don't think it's the end of the world either way. So I wouldn't go and extra water anything.
Okay.
I would put it down nice and thin. Don't get too thick. You don't want to cover the blades up. But yeah, you don't need to water it in until you're ready to water or let Mother Nature do that, or yeah, at some point you will water it in.
It's definitely not too hot. That's the great thing about compost top dressing is that it doesn't really matter what temperature it is.
All right.
I like getting my blower out and blowing it in and just pushing it down to the soil, because then when I do just have my sprinkler sprinkle it, it's already on the soil level. So that's kind of the only thing. That's the only advice I do. And if you want to water it in with something else, I'd use seaweed to water it in because it's – molasses and compost have some similarities, where seaweed and compost are pretty different. So you're adding another kind of bang. But that's above and beyond. You know, that's really just getting the compost down there is a huge win.
Okay. Now, if I have just some bare spots in my yard where I had a lot of weeds and I pulled up the weeds, is it good to put the compost top dressing down there too, or no?
You bet.
Okay.
You bet.
Danny, would you, in Charles' situation, would you get a couple pieces of sod and maybe fill in?
It depends on how big the area is, you know, how big the barrier area is. If it's not very big, the grass should overcome that.
Okay.
If it's a 10 by 10 area, yeah, you ought to.
Okay, so you don't have to, like, squeeze it in everywhere it'll fit.
Yeah, no,
okay.
No.
Okay, so if it is a pretty sizable area, I should also get some sod and put down?
Yes, you probably ought to. It's going to speed up the process of the St. Augustine covering everything back up.
Okay.
If not, your weeds will jump back in there.
Yeah, just get some pieces. You don't have to get, like, a huge amount. Just
huge amount. Okay.
Oh, no, don't get a huge amount. Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah.
And I have one other question. Danny, I called you, I think, maybe last week or the week before, and you were telling me if I have, I don't know if they're webworms, or I know when I walk through the grass, there are these little white flies that seem to, either moths or flies that seem to fly around, and you said that I could use molasses and spray that out in the yard. Is that something I should wait to do after, like maybe a week or so after I put down the compost top dressing?
I don't think it really matters. You're not going to hurt anything with the molasses. I kind of like to figure out what they were. I haven't seen the moths from the sod webworms yet this year. But
yeah, I have seen a few here and there. But that is kind of – that's a little white moth that lives in the grass. There's not a bunch of other options.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, to be honest with you, compost top dressing will really, really help sod webworms. Like that is –
oh, will it? Okay.
Yeah, it'll – they are – it is the perfect solution to that stuff, especially if you can blow it in. But if you want to come back and overspray with molasses, that'll double the impact because the molasses will soak that stuff and be there a little bit longer. So.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, okay. All right, well, thank you very much, and I really enjoy your show.
Well, thanks a lot, Charles.
Okay, bye-bye.
Charles, a regular caller. Love to hear from him. Always good questions. Always good questions. So Danny Linderman is here answering gardening questions. You can see he can dish out great gardening info, but it doesn't just have to be about lawns.
It can be about anything.
What, Danny, what is, if you were to pick a plant, I'm springing this question on Danny, so he's, if you were to pick a plant that you want a question about, what is it?
Chinese fringe tree.
Chinese fringe tree. So you got a Chinese fringe tree question. That's a he. Danny is requesting a question about that tree. So 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
When it rains here, it pours. Protect your home with Custom Gutter's seamless aluminum gutter systems, precisely machined to drain water away from your foundation and landscaping. Choose from over 100 colors to match your home. Add leaf protection custom designed for your trees. At Custom Gutters, all installations are covered by a lifetime labor warranty and 50-year manufacturer's warranty. New gutters, gutter cleaning, repairs, trust Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K, customgutters.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
As we talk through all this cool stuff, we give a lot of kind of product advice out there, and we always talk about what we believe in. And one of the companies, one of the products that makes a ton of great gardening solutions that I really believe in is MicroLife, and they're making just a bunch of incredible items to help you. We've actually mentioned stuff. It's kind of like part of vernacular when you're talking about gardening from a safe ecological perspective. We talk about, you know, someone mentioned super seaweed early in the show, horticultural molasses. They have a great version of that. They make their MicroLife 624. This is their kind of multi-purpose, good for lawns, good for beds, good for everything. And it's a really great time now to put out a layer of 624. The cool thing about it is it's really great to use when the grass is growing really, really fast. Because as it's growing fast, it's active in the soil and will actually integrate a good quality fertilizer like MicroLife into the soil quicker. So something to do at any time, and we've been talking about foliar feeding pretty often, and that is just where you're spraying the leaves of the plant. So, you know, it's pretty common in grasses. If you do any liquid treatment, that's a foliar spray, but less common in the veggie garden or your bushes or your shrubs. But it's an incredible thing to do. Their seaweed, their molasses are phenomenal foliar sprays, and you just want to do that in the evening. So you gotta really think about, you're out there, you're playing, your kids are playing, you're eating this food, you're picking these flowers, you're walking around, you're breathing in all this stuff. What kind of yard do you want? You know, you want something that's beautiful, that's safe, that's resilient, that requires less work. You want a healthier lawn, and you want more nutritious vegetables. Well, the great thing is MicroLife can kind of boast all of those effects. So it is high quality stuff, high nutritional value. It cannot burn your plants, even in the summer heat. And it's safe to use, you, your kids, your pets. So check out their whole kind of group of products. They have a lot of them on their website. That website is microlifefertilizer.com.
Good morning. This is Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken.
Hey. That's right. And we are answering your gardening questions.
Yes, sir.
281-496-5711. We're going to kind of keep that ball rolling with Wade.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Wade.
Hi. Yes. So I got a lawn that's mostly Bermuda. And I say mostly because I had a couple spots, one that was between two trees that I had to get the trees really trimmed up to get more sun in there. And then I've got a digging dog in the backyard that I've, you know, patched up those spots and thrown down seed that ends up, I guess, being a mix of Bermuda and fescue and other stuff. So I got kind of a little few areas that are kind of looking patchworky, and I heard you've recommended the call before about putting in sod. I guess the question I'm asking is, what do I do with this kind of combination grass? What's kind of the best course to take? I guess I will lay some sod in the front, but I guess, do I go with Bermuda and just try to get it to a more of a uniform looking yard, or what's the best way to approach that?
Are you mandated by the HOA to have Bermuda?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, I mean, some neighborhoods are doing that now. So either way, Bermuda's a great grass. I mean, it's a native grass here. So you can definitely buy Bermuda sod to do that. If it's too much shade, you're going to wind up having a bigger problem with Bermuda. It doesn't like growing in dense shade. So that could be one of your issues.
Azoisia or something like that?
Yeah, Azoisia definitely will grow better in the shade, but too much shade, nothing's going to grow.
I'll say this, is a combo lawn is not that big of a deal.
No.
You know, you're out there, you're walking around in it. Fescue is not commonly used in our area as a lawn. Why is fescue kind of not?
Gets too hot.
That's it?
In my book.
So it can't really last.
No.
And so the heat will kind of burn off the fescue as time goes on. So I would say just kind of keep fertilizing, you know, do a compost top dressing, really increase the vigor of that Bermuda, and it'll outcompete, you know.
Bermuda is a great grass. It's out in the pastures with the cows, along the side of the highways and everything else. The biggest problem is to keep it looking like a lawn. It takes
water.
a lot of water and a lot of fertilizer.
And should I keep throwing seeds in those kind of patchy areas?
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. But you probably ought to put some compost down to help those seeds germinate.
But wait, it sounds like maybe you need to stick to Bermuda seed.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Would
you recommend, where would be a good place to get some sod and kind of maybe, what are some other products that I might need to go along if I'm getting a few squares of sod?
Compost, the compost, and then the Nature's Way leaf mold would be the best. And then Bermuda sod, a lot of places have it. You probably need to call and double check and make sure. This time of year it's a little more rare because it's so hot, and so the sod doesn't stay on a pallet very long. But seeds ought to be from your local feed store or one of the co-op members.
And, Wade, one thing you can do that I've done in the past to figure out who actually will have Bermuda sod available is call grass growers like Modaturf or King Ranch and just say, hey, where can I buy your Bermuda retail? And they can point you somewhere.
Great. Okay. Great. Well, that's some great advice. I appreciate you guys.
You
have a great day.
Thanks,
Thank
Wade.
You too.
We kind of can't really stress enough the impact that compost top dressing will have on your lawn this time of year. So it is like a priority behavior for me in early July to do it because it takes almost all the stress off the lawn, builds that soil up, adds humic acid, adds nitrogen, and then also reduces the threats from be it a fungal problem or an insect problem. Pretty amazing kind of solution. We may sound like we talk about it too much.
It's Mother Nature doing what she does.
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea that she wants to help you do it if you kind of work with her.
That's it.
It's kind of a deal you make. So this is one of those. You got to get on board here. So compost top dressing, huge fan. And, you know, a lot of people are making leaf mold composts now. It seems like it's kind of become an industry product instead of one company. But when it comes to, like, what soil you choose, Nature's Way Resources, to me, is the kind of the class. A lot of people are making good stuff, and they're making just great stuff. So that's kind of all I got there. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the nursery. The heat is on, and we're here to help you get your green on through the summer. The nursery's loaded with beautiful season-appropriate flowers that will get you through the summer until the fall. We have all the products that you need to help you survive the summer heat, from potting soils to organic fertilizers and all the information to take care of them. We have fresh brewed compost tea. Compost tea will add microorganisms to your soil. It's like concentrated compost, but you can spray it out in your yard. This will increase your organic material in the soil, so you won't have to water as much. We brew it fresh every week at Plants for All Seasons, ready for use on the weekends. So treating your yard with compost tea this time of year will take the stress off of it, and it pairs very well when you're ready to put your MicroLife fertilizer out. It'll actually help it work better in your soil. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now more from Danny and Danny.
281-496-5711. This is Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken.
Danny and Danny.
Trish.
Hey, Trish, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, hi. I just had a question. I do have sod webworms, and I heard from a couple other one caller ago, about, molasses to spread in the yard? Because I'm sorry, I'm totally new at this, and I want to use something that won't harm my dog, and I don't want to use standard pesticides, et cetera.
Well, Trish, that is the approach that we like to take as well. Not only does it work, but it's perfectly safe for you and improves the soil under your grass, so you have healthier grass after this. So kind of awesome.
The molasses I'm thinking about that you put on your pancakes and something like that, or what?
It's like that, but this is kind of a rougher version. It's not as refined as much, and so it's not sweet. But it has all the other flavors of molasses. So it's horticultural molasses. We probably should just toss that out a little more often. But horticultural molasses. And for the webworms, I would encourage you to mix it with BT, and that is a bacterial treatment that caterpillars can't eat. Now, it's kind of a double whammy because caterpillars won't eat the molasses. It gives them a tummy ache. And if we think of caterpillars, right, they're moth babies, or you know what I mean?
Right.
And so anything in that stage, anything that's rapidly developing, can't go for a couple days without eating. And so you spray molasses out there, they won't eat the plants, and that's the end of them.
Oh, okay. But if my dog were, if I were to put the molasses down, and also the BT you said, that's the bacteria or bacillus.
Thuringiensis,
or I don't know how to pronounce that. Thuringiensis.
Thuringiensis is how you say it. But it doesn't really matter. That won't affect your dog unless your dog is a caterpillar, which would be pretty cool. But no, that so the way it works is all of our bodies, all our digestive systems. Sorry, Danny, I know that you could just be chiming in here, but it's all reliant on bacteria. And if you disrupt that bacteria, you kind of have a problem. And in this case, these caterpillars have a very sensitive bacterial situation, and when they ingest this one, it kills them.
Okay, so molasses and the BTK. You know, because I was looking online, but usually when you find things online, you can get into trouble sometimes. So that's why I'm calling you, because you're the expert. Okay, and then have a combination of molasses and BTK, whatever that special bacteria.
I'm kind of okay using any BT. I like the Monterey BT for this situation. It's kind of a broader group. It's a couple different kinds, and so I wouldn't worry too much about getting too specific, because you're really kind of doing a double whammy with it.
Okay, so. Where do I get this molasses, and where do I get this BT?
What part of town are you in, Trish?
I'm in the Clear Lake area.
Clear Lake area. So I know that there's a
NASA Space Center.
There's Sweet Organic Solutions is in Pearland.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have both of those things, and they'll be able to give some kind of further great advice. Really good spot. And there's a nursery down there, kind of Seabrook-ish.
Yeah, okay. I know Moss is
Moss,
nursery.
That's it. I think
is that what you're talking about?
I believe that they'll sell molasses and BT, but I'm not sure.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Trish. Hope she has a great day. But yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, the summer stress comes in, and then we have compaction problems, kind of residual, and so you start seeing problems with your lawn.
Yeah, it doesn't take a whole bunch of bugs right now to cause a problem.
No,
in a hurry,
because there's so much other stress going on. Are there any other ways to alleviate stress? Maybe you're not worried about the fungi or the insects, but you just want to like alleviate the stress, get a healthier lawn for your summer. Let's say you love mowing and you want to like mow more often.
Mow it high.
What are some – okay. What else? So mow it high.
Water, you know, consistently but not overly.
Mm, yeah.
People love to overwater, you know, but everything needs water. I mean, we're pretty dry right now.
Sure. And during
and the hot.
The 106 degrees, yeah. And that water is zipping out of those leaves.
So we have to water, but don't overwater, because then you're washing all the nutrients out into the street. So
yes,
wasting money and nutrients.
Which we don't want to do that. We want to keep those nutrients in place. And it's interesting, because it's like a lot of times, I mean, you mentioned it, Danny, Mother Nature, you know, she is working.
Yeah.
And there's all these little things that we talk about that you can do to kind of go along with what nature's doing, the processes that are already in place. And it's just so funny, because, you know, you get back to spraying molasses, you know, putting down good fertilizer.
Always, you know, like to look at it. Mother Nature wants everything to live, and we're out there, you know, trying to work against her sometimes.
So I think a question that comes up pretty often is people talk about how often to compost top dress.
You know, that's a big question. I think it kind of depends on the health of the lawn.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
And if you're selling compost, you probably say twice a year.
Yeah, every week.
Yeah, if you rent spreaders, you're saying every week. I'm a proponent of every other year as a summertime, you know, kind of get out there. Because really, there's a lot of work to do in the garden year-round, but summertime is one of those slowdown times.
Right.
And so it's like I can order in a load and get it delivered to my house and or go pick it up with a trailer and just, you know, put it out there.
Right. Take your time doing it.
Yeah. And if you did do it two times a year, the other time you might do it is during the winter.
Right.
As
see, I like a spring.
Okay.
Right after winter, I guess. That way grass is growing. Let's get it on there and everything.
Catching that flush.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that people don't, you know, sometimes you'll get, and I know a lot of y'all have had this experience, is the you get compost in, you put it out, and then you get weeds growing.
Right.
And really, those weeds were waiting for something to trigger their growth. But if you can kind of pop them out and take care of them right away, you'll have used up most of your weed seeds in the lawn. So it kind of ends up being a benefit that maybe seems like it's bad, but it's not bad. It's good.
Just keep it mowed.
Keep it mowed. All right, there we go. 281-496-5711. Danny Milliken here with Danny Linderman. Danny Power.
Danny.
Danny. Yeah. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Take a healthy break. Come visit a bit of the country in the city at Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to bring the kids and find everything you need to get your summer garden growing. Watermelons, eggplants, peppers, okra, and squash all taste better when you grow your own. And they love the heat and the summer sun. Pick from a selection of healthy starter plants. Just add a little organic compost and fertilizer. Step back and watch it all grow. We also have nematodes and organic pest solutions. Mosquitoes are back, so pick up our natural repellent to protect your family. Interested in having more backyard birds? We have bird feeders and the foods they love. Need organic feed for your chickens? We got that too. We're a little different, and that's a good thing. Get out of the house and come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster, and don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
Could sprinklers be killing plants? Check against overwatering. Saves green on the ground and in your wallet. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Do you have a gardening problem or lawn problem? Give us a call this morning, 281-496-5711.
Nice. So, Danny Linderman just brought us back. Great job.
Well, thank you.
With the Enchanted Forest. You guys got some cool stuff going on. Saw that on the Facebook page.
Yep. There's always something neat going on. A little bit hot, but other than that, a lot of neat stuff going on.
Just a little bit hot. But y'all got those big trees, you know?
Yeah,
much shade.
It's nice. It's nice with the shade.
Yeah.
For sure.
You can get down there, do some shopping. One thing I always love about Enchanted Forest is the signs, the great signs everywhere. Painted signs. You know exactly where everything's going. You can see it from across the space. And then, man, you guys just have such a great fruit tree selection.
Well, thank you.
Just, I love fruit trees, especially citrus.
Yeah, they're neat.
Yeah. You got from a good grower. You got good varieties. Just like, so great. Anyway, okay, moving on. So, you guys have a good Facebook page. We at Home Show Garden Pros have one too.
Right.
Invite you, the listener, to check them out. We have our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Lift up two buttons on there. One is the Ask a Pro button that sends us an email. Always ask questions on Facebook if you want to also. And then there's the Listen Now button. So if you got a friend who's a gardener and you know, they're like, well, I'm not in my car, I don't have a radio that I can carry around, I don't have a boombox, you can say, hey, well, there's this Listen Now button on the website. And it could be on your phone, the computer, or whatever. It plays a show live, and then it plays it on repeat. So you can listen whenever you want. We like answering garden questions. It's a live radio show. We love email questions. We love all the questions. And so we're going to keep answering gardening questions because that's what we do. That's why we brought in the big guns over here, Danny Linderman, to answer questions. So, Jim, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, everyone. I got a question regarding this is kind of a foray, you might say. Have you any concern over the lack of honeybees? I live in Pasadena, and I've got everything out here for honeybees to be attracted to, but I can't remember the last time I saw a honeybee on my Mexican heather flowers, my pentas, et cetera, lantanas. I don't see anything. I see plenty of butterflies, but no honeybees. I was just wondering if you guys had any reason for that.
I know there was a honeybee to climb, and out here in Richmond where we are, we have plenty of them. I can tell you that. And I hope you're just not seeing them, and they're there because we need them.
Well, it's a huge international problem, Jim. It's not just everything we do basically is designed to hurt them, from how we do our agriculture to protecting ourselves against mosquitoes, All of
Correct.
That ends up being a difficult deal. So,
that was my concern. Everything, It's not like in the old days when they'd have these foggers come down your street and everything like that in Pasadena, but it's more of a covert type thing. They spray this stuff, you get a dozen fog or anything like that. I'm thinking maybe that's what's killing everything around here. I don't know.
Well, so
I know what happened up in Huntsville a couple of years ago. They had a thing on the news where I guess they had sprayed and they're like that, and I mean there were just millions and millions of honeybees laying on the cement and everything the next morning.
No, but, I remember working at Herman Park and they did some big foggers that city did in airplanes over the whole space, and you know we had honeybee hives that we covered up with some tents basically. And to protect them, big screen tents, you know? And the ones that weren't in the tent, we had a lot of death. And so, I mean, I think it is a big problem. I think we're talking about a governmental problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
HOAs, city governments, state governments need to kind of chime in and start protecting it because, I mean, it's like a huge percentage of our food is wholly reliant on it.
It's important for sure.
Absolutely.
Encourage them. About all you can do as a homeowner is to encourage the honeybees to come in.
Absolutely. And there are hives that are not they're not hives geared towards creating honey production. They're just hives to house bees in a safe place. They're called top bar beehives, and
they're called what?
Top bar.
Oh, okay.
Someone's going to call and someone's going to text me and correct me a little bit if I'm wrong. So I feel comfortable that that's going to happen. But, yeah, it's a type of beehive that basically it's not all about getting all the honey you can. It's just about having bees in there. They're less likely to get problems in them because of their shape. Now, you're doing the right thing, growing lots of flowers and plants. And one thing you can do is Monterey has this kind of hormonal honeybee attract that you can hang up in a tree or on a tomato cage or something like that. And it will attract honeybees, and you can kind of train them to come to the safe space that you've got. So,
well, I'll be okay. Last question, quickly. What do you folks feel about the Nandina domestica? Does it qualify for this climate down here?
It does well. The true Nandina domestica is a little bit harder to find nowadays, and it can be invasive. It had made it on some invasive species list.
Oh, okay.
So do watch it.
It's a beautiful plant. I've never had one, but every time I've seen one, I used to haul Nandinas and other shrubs and stuff out of California up to Austin, and when I was driving a truck and they're like that, and I thought every time I did that, I'd look at these Nandina plants as they were putting them on my truck, and it was just, they're just beautiful.
They do well. We've had them growing for, I remember my grandma had them growing for 30, 40 years at her house.
I'll be.
I think all the ones they sell now are sterile. I think
You can still get the other ones, but they're a little bit
harder
to find.
Yeah, I think it's actually like on a list of invasive
plants.
It
is, yeah.
Like the list. And so like Danny can't sell the classic old seeding version, but he can sell the Harbor Dwarf or the Heavenly Bamboo or some of the named varieties.
Probably 40 different varieties nowadays.
Because those ones berries won't make new trees. So, but yeah, Nandina is a really unique plant, and it's nice to see it kind of coming back after that scare. So science, man, what can't it do?
Well, thank you so much for all your help, and we'll keep listening and keep supporting your sponsors.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Thank you.
And, you know, the sponsors will support him by giving him great products that work really well in his garden. So, Home Show Garden Pros here, Danny Linderman, Danny Milliken, 281-496-5711. We're here to take your call and answer your gardening question. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about Mike Ball Irrigation. Summertime, got a lot of stress out there. Some of it may be coming from overwatering, some of it from underwatering, but most of it is water-related. So it could be compaction problems with storing water, you know, a lot of things out there. So you don't have to, like, have all this guesswork. You don't have to be like, oh, am I watering enough? You can actually know. And so the way to do that is to come and have someone come out and do kind of an inspection. And so Mike Ball does that. And their systems are incredible. Their systems are 30% more efficient than the average irrigation system. And it's because they're using kind of the technology that we're supposed to be using. They water the soil. Now, a couple bad things happen when you water the leaves of your plants just with city water. One is you get fluoride on them. And then the other is you usually rinse off their protective layer. So you want to – you not just saving water, but you actually can protect your plants by using a drip system. And that's what Mike Ball does. They do professional drip systems and bury them down a little bit. It eliminates water runoff, and it waters where needed. Now, it also only waters when needed by using smart controls, and these can kind of gauge how much evaporation has happened, how much the plant has breathed water out, how much water is lost from the area. Because you really only need to water back what was lost. You don't have to water back 35 minutes. You need to water back a couple of inches. That's what you need to water back. So smart controls can do that. Cool thing about smart controls is you can also do them from your phone. Let's say that you see that you got some squirrels on your tree. You can actually turn your irrigation on right then, spray the squirrels, scare them off. Kind of nice. Mike Ball also offers quarterly or monthly inspections. I'm a really knowledgeable guy when it comes to this stuff. Great person to answer any questions on. Also does beautiful landscaping. Name of the company, Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. But these guys do huge, beautiful stuff. They love veggies. They love living walls. They love kind of, you know, organic herb gardens. So it's not just the big, huge things. They can do some really cool small stuff too. But when it comes down to it, they can make your dream happen. So if you got a vision for your backyard, call Mike Ball. They'll custom build it for less than you expect. The number to call, 713-816-5311, or you can always visit their website, MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Good morning. I'm Danny Linderman with the Enchanted Forest and the Enchanted Gardens. If y'all have any questions, give us a call, 281-496-5711.
That is right. That is exactly. You got the number exactly right.
Right.
I got it right here on my page, and that was it. Well, good job. 281-496-5711. Like we've mentioned on the show, we're a live radio show.
Live.
We do have this website, and it has this button on here, Ask a Pro. So it sends an email to the pros, and we answer them. And, you know, it's a great way for a lot of people to kind of connect with us. Obviously, there's Facebook. There's other stuff, too. But every week we do a question.
Uh-oh.
We usually a lot earlier, but I really wanted to get to this question. So this is from Allie. She asks, she just bought a black Spanish grapevine. So grapes in our area, I think they can be pretty tricky because everybody sells, like, you know, the big box stores will sell these wine grapes, but they just don't make it.
Right.
So anyway, she was thinking about planting it along her back metal fence by her blackberries. Would you recommend planting grapes by blackberries, or should I not plant them close to each other?
I would not plant it too close to each other because they will wind up having a tug of war.
Sure, the blackberries will be like a size B. You know, they don't get that huge. You
right.
Know, 5 feet tall, 6 feet wide. But the grapes.
Grapes can get quite large.
Quite large. So, no, don't plant them next to each other. Or it looks like the blackberries are out here in full sun. And, you know, can maybe put your blackberries next to like a wood fence or the house. Something like that. Get a little more shade.
Give them some room. Everything likes a little bit of shade. Yes. Nothing's going to hate a little bit of shade.
That's a good point.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think he's got a picture, so he's cheating on
this
me.
This is just the blackberries.
Oh, okay,
on the metal fence.
Yeah, give it some room, you know, because you're going to have to keep them trimmed back, if nothing else, to keep them separated some, because the grapes will run right over the blackberries.
Yeah, they get big, they get long. Those black Spanish are a great option, but you still, you know, there's a lot of pest bugs that love grapes, and there's a few diseases in our area that love grapes, so you cannot just get, like, Pinot Noir grapes. You can't go get Chardonnay grapes and expect to grow them here, because we have Pierce disease and a few insects that will just wipe them out. So you want to get something like Black Spanish that is known to be resilient, but they're not perfectly resilient. So what are two things that she can do to protect her grapes?
Keep them by themselves, so they're not fighting with anything else. Because you will be mad at yourself for letting them crawl up in the tree or whatever may
sure,
happen.
Yeah,
do not overwater. They're not a big water-loving plant. Once they're established, they grow out in the pastures with the cows, along the fence lines, in the trees. I have some that are 3 or 4 inches in caliper.
Wow,
they just grow.
That is awesome.
They can get a fungus. I've seen that happen, especially when overwater.
But that's a big help, too, for keeping them away from other stuff, is you let that air kind of get through.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks a lot. Good word there. And good luck with your grapes. So 281-496-5711. We're going to keep answering live radio questions. So with Jerry, you're on, and let's do it real quick. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, thank you very much. Listen, I just cut and ground, had a guy come in and grind the stump of a 50-year-old ash. What do I do with all that? I've got, you know, you can imagine, I don't know, it's probably 10 feet high. What do I do with that stuff? Is that stuff any good, or do I just throw it away?
It'd be good in a couple of years. It's not good for a whole bunch right now, in my opinion.
It makes a great pathway.
Yeah, there you go.
That's about it.
Yeah.
So, or if you want to make a patio out of it, or let's say you got washerboards, you could spread it out and put some games on top of it, made a game area. Yeah. And then a couple of years, that'll be an incredible place to plant some fruit trees. But
yeah.
I see. So it's not any good right now to do anything with it. Can't mix it with soil or anything.
The problem is as it's still breaking down, the bacteria that break it down will use up a bunch of nitrogen. And so they'll pull the nitrogen out. And so any plants that you would put near there, the nitrogen will get kind of gobbled up by the bacteria that break down the wood.
Okay, how about the fine dust that got into my St. Augustine? I mean, there's nothing really that I can do about that. What do you?
No, I mean, I think that that's probably fine. That's not going to be a big issue. So, bacteria will take that and use it and turn it into carbon. But it's not quite as thorough as the big, huge things that will need all that stuff kind of broken down. So I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw it away then. I don't have two years to wait.
Oh, come on. Sure you do. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jerry. You can always reach out to somebody. Somebody nearby may want that material. I know people order, just post it on Facebook for 1 week. Does anybody want this? Come and get it. And then let it go after that. So, you know, 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros, Danny Linderman here. And we're talking gardening. We'll be right back.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost, the key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros, it's Danny Day. So Danny Linderman here with me, Danny Milliken, 281-496-5711. Danny. And we're going to answer a question from Ryan. Ryan, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning. I planted a blue salvia plant a couple of months ago, and it has since grown to probably 3 to 4 feet, but it's never bloomed I put on MicroLife 64 that I was putting on my lawn, but I just didn't know if there was anything else I needed to do, or is it just wrong time of year, or what's the problem?
No, they should bloom. They got enough sun?
Yeah, they I believe they do. It's not full sun. There is some shade, but they do get a fair amount of sun.
They're probably going to need at least 6 hours of sun to bloom. If you got that, you may try some bone meal. That's pretty odd. I mean, salvias usually do very, very well.
So, the phrase blue salvia, it could be...
Yeah, there's a lot of different salvias.
Blue. So there is one Amistad that can get 6 feet tall, and really, it probably won't bloom while it's in full, like, growth to height. And so, if that's the case, maybe the one thing you can do is give a little shear.
Yeah.
Give a little haircut.
Okay, is there a right time to do that?
We're just kind of talking about, getting your hedge pruner out or, clippers out and just doing a little, 2 inches off of part of it. And so it doesn't really matter when you do it with salvia.
No, you said you've had it for 4 months?
About 2 months.
2 months.
What size was it when you put it in?
It was probably a foot tall or so. So it's grown at least a couple of feet.
Do you remember what variety it is?
No, I don't. I just remember it saying blue salvia, but I didn't get the technical name.
If it's if it's that tall, it's going to probably be a good variety. But I'd be concerned about your amount of shade. Do look at that, and even then,
okay.
They should bloom in some shade. I mean, in quite a bit of shade. But yeah, give it a haircut and maybe try some bone meal to spur on the flowers.
Okay, yeah, I'll give those a try.
All right.
There's also there's maximum bloom and alfalfa meal is another option, but alfalfa meal is an ingredient in MicroLife too. So
yeah,
you already
kind
of put that out there. So, but Ryan, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
One thing that we can always do to encourage kind of flower fruit production is kind of stay away from the nitrogen rich stuff
right.
And look at the other minerals. So. But a lot of times, if you give the plant a little bit of stress, too, it'll go into that seed production mode. And so maybe if you are watering it and it's in, the perfect amount of shade, it might just be like, well, I don't need to do that.
Right. I'm happy and content. I don't need to bloom.
Yeah, I'm still growing. But, 4 foot tall, if it is an Amistad, it may just not be big enough to bloom yet.
Our Amistads start blooming when they're, 2 feet tall.
Oh, really?
And never stop.
So, Ryan, I don't know what's up, man. No, you're doing good. Just, work on getting it some more sun. So, all right. So, Chinese fringe trees. Danny made the very specific request that we call in with a question about Chinese fringe trees. So, 281-496-5711. I will say this, kind of precursor to your future question out there, is that this is one of the most beautiful flowering trees just at all.
Agreed.
I was kind of marveling off air a little bit that anybody ever buys a Bradford pear anymore because they have disease problems. They get rust. Chinese fringe trees don't. They flower some. It's a nice flower with the Bradford pear, but the Chinese fringe tree.
Not near like the Chinese fringe.
It's like a big, what's that stuff that makes it poofy? It's candy.
Cotton
candy. Yeah, it's like a cotton candy tree. Just with a bunch of little blooms on it. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, they are beautiful.
Their bark is gorgeous. Yep. It's like this silvery, dark gray, really corky bark.
Yep.
Really cool. So anyway, if you haven't encountered this tree, you should encounter it.
You ought to look at it. It's a great tree, smaller growing, so it won't take over the whole backyard.
And the reason we don't just say fringe tree.
There's a native fringe tree.
There's a native fringe tree. I just killed one recently, actually. Sorry. Another Danny, Danny Walton, is a big fan of these trees and was telling me about them. So I acquired one and it didn't work. Wasn't successful.
Wasn't meant to be, Danny.
It wasn't meant to be. Sorry, Danny. Danny's probably not listening, but either way, I'm sorry I killed this tree. So the Chinese fringe tree is bigger than the native. It actually, the blooms are above the leaf, where the native has blooms beneath the leaves. So you have a very different kind of feel.
Yeah.
The native grows wild.
Right.
It grows
pretty
well. Like Memorial Park, you see them in the spring, but it's harder to do in a cultivated space.
Yeah. Some of the natives are hard to do in where you want them to grow.
Yeah. Yep. Very, very true. So we're looking for that question about the Chinese fringe tree. It's okay if we don't get it, but we're hoping, just for Danny's sake, he's begging me over here for a question about Chinese
French. Probably not many questions about it because it does so well.
Yeah, I guess we'll really never get a question, hey, what's wrong with my Chinese French tree? Yeah, I do have – sometimes it can get physically injured, like if you run into it with your car.
Right.
It usually survives.
That'll cause injury.
Yeah, that'll cause injury. Anyway, 281-496-5711. When we get back, we got one more segment, but we're going to kind of explore what to do now in your veggie garden. So with Danny Linderman, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Your outside family needs love too. Show you care with MicroLife Fertilizers. Add a second round of MicroLife 624 and Humates Plus to grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. When the heat is on, add MicroLife Liquid Organics to both cool and feed your plants. MicroLife Fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible while safe for you, your children, and pets. MicroLife Fertilizers, available at your friendly neighborhood garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. Fungi can't deal with it. It's molasses. Spread your lawn lately? You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That's right. The nice guy. He's gotten so smart. But molasses is great for trees or whatever. But if you got any big issues with trees or big questions, we're always, you know, happy to get them, but a lot of times we're like, you should probably talk to an arborist, and the arborist you should talk to is Arbortrue. These guys are phenomenal. They are passionate about tree care and tree health. I've had the opportunity to walk around Herman Park, Memorial Park, lots of different places in Houston with them, and it's just so wonderful to walk around with people who love trees, the science of trees, and then also are super knowledgeable. So the cool thing about trees is healthy trees add beauty, shade, and value to your home. So they actually like increase the price of your house if you have healthy trees in your space. And so you want to protect that investment. Arbortrue is very unique. They really pay attention to like cutting edge science when it comes to tree care. And they do a lot of evaluation, assessment, analysis. If they're going to give you a recommendation, it is going to be based on data. It's not going to be like, oh, well, you know, maybe it's this, so we'll try all these five things. No, it's like they're going to identify the problem for you and do it. Now, they do all of the kind of regular stuff, branch removal. If you have a damaged tree, they'll kind of take care of it. They stump grind, all that stuff. But they really know their stuff, and they care about it. And they really also love the soil, and they acknowledge that the roots are an incredibly important part of the tree. And that's also where a lot of the solutions to tree problem lays, but also a lot of diseases. And so they can identify stuff. They are board certified master arborists. So anybody could call themselves an arborist. Danny and I could be like, hey, we're arborists. We love trees. But to be board certified master arborist means that you have to have over 20 years of experience saving trees, so working with trees. If you go on their website, arbortrue.com, you will find a chat feature. And usually the person you chat with is one of these board certified master arborists. You're not going to, you know, a board in another country where they got a bunch of people in a building answering these things and trying to figure out your problem. You're actually talking with a person who knows. So directly after the show, I'm going to call Brad Phillips, my friend who's there, and ask him about Ralph's bug problem with his pecan.
Oh, yeah.
If we have an infestation, because he is up with what is happening. So just great guys. They're passionate and they know their stuff. Check out their website, arbortrue.com.
Good morning. Danny Linderman here with Danny Milliken. Give us a call, 281-496-5711.
Well, you know, you don't have to call us anymore if you're not going to call about that Chinese friend's tree.
Yeah.
But I'm okay about it. Okay. Real quick, veggie gardens now. We have a couple more minutes. what should be people planting now, doing now? What's the best kind of behavior in the garden?
Not much to plant right now.
Okay.
August, which is another couple weeks away, tomatoes. Or if you're growing from seeds, start your seeds now.
Okay, okay.
So outside, don't plant nothing quite yet. I think it's a little early. Compost, get the gardens cleaned out, ready to go. Mm. If you still got tomatoes growing, let them do their thing, but they won't fruit until it cools off.
That's right.
So you're kind of in a hold mode right now.
But you don't want to wait too long into September to get those tomatoes going.
No, you need to do those
because you close that window. Yeah. So planting seeds. I mean, can any other seeds be planted now? Like, is it too hot for cucumbers or?
Cucumbers could probably start going. You got to be careful, like lettuces and all that, carrots.
Right.
You know, we talked about it earlier. They were too early.
Yep. Too early for that stuff.
Waited out.
Maybe bush beans.
Yep. Beans. Yeah.
But the with peppers, if you don't have them in the ground already.
Yeah, peppers can do some funny things.
But I'd get a bigger, bigger plant.
Yeah, definitely a bigger transplant's going to be a way to go.
Look for a 1 gallon, look for a 3 gallon.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll get a bumper fall crop if you do that.
You bet.
And same with eggplant.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I don't like eggplant. That's my problem.
Oh, really?
They're pretty. They are so pretty.
Gosh,
such a pretty plant.
I love
plant.
Eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
I
like eggs.
Well, okay. And you like plants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got it covered. Yeah. Right. Nice, nice. Well, appreciate you being here.
Hey, real fast, I just want to tell my dad happy birthday. Mars's birthday.
What's his name?
Gary.
Gary. Happy birthday. Wow, that's great. That's great.
81 years old.
Congratulations. Square number.
Oh, yeah, square.
Sorry. Nerd alert. No, that's awesome. Happy birthday, Gary. So any cool things happening up at the nursery right now?
Just trying to make it through the summer, getting ready to kick off the fall tomatoes. So that's the next thing that's going on. Plenty of beautiful color out there to keep things looking good around the pool during the summer. As usual, we're still sanitizing and
wearing
a mask because that's the new norm.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, moving right along. A lot of beautiful things out there.
And last thing I'll say about you guys is that we had the caller mention of salvia, and y'all just have such a wide variety of salvia. I love y'all selection of salvia. It's like so cool to see all these different salvia and different heights, different growths.
It's amazing. Anything from 6 inches to 6 feet.
Right. So cool. So cool. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Danny.
Also, big thanks to Zach Buchanan, and I hope you guys have enjoyed Home Show Garden Pros. Had a great time, and, you know, email me if you got a question, homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.